Amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 16. 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 16. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your word, and we just ask you to help us this morning that we might be an able minister of the word of God. Open our hearts and our minds that we might be able to hear, to receive the very word of God. We pray this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable. Profitable. Now this is a great and an important text concerning Scripture, concerning the Bible. It will separate between contenders and pretenders. The Bible tells us to contend for the faith. There are those that, when I say pretenders, just to give you an example, I believe I mentioned this just the other day, the so-called woman pastor that said that the Old and the New Testament was becoming problematic, we need a third testament. Now they're saying these from what is churches. Amen. That's a pretender. That's a pretender. Not a contender. Because see, all Scripture, God has already given us all Scripture. We have it in the Old and the New Testament. And that is to say we need a third testament is an apostate statement. And a statement of unbelief. And the text this morning tells us two important things that we want to look at this morning about the Word of God. And it speaks to the inspiration of Scripture, and it speaks to the influence of Scripture. Now, when we say Scripture, we are referring to the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Scriptures, those sacred writings, the divine oracles of God. Amen. The Scripture. And so it says, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And this involves at least three things this morning. First of all, the composing of Scripture. Inspiration. Amen. The word inspiration means to breathe out. To breathe out. You've heard people say about the Bible that it is God breathed. Amen. It's God speaking. It's God talking. And so that's what we do whenever we speak. We breathe out. And thus the Scripture is composed by God breathing out His word through writers. We say sometimes, and we say it and we know what we mean, but we don't want others to get confused when we say that Paul wrote these books. Moses wrote these books. Amen. Peter wrote these books. Isaiah wrote this book. Amen. We say that because, amen, they put pen to paper, so to speak, and they wrote. And so we give them, you know, the credit for writing the book, but the Bible tells us that they were inspired of God. The scripture was composed by God. Amen. They were, what is it, dictation? Is that what it is when you sit down and you say, it writes it out? And that's what they did. God gave these men. And scripture, when you think about scripture, and people say, well, you know, well, I don't, you know, I just don't believe the Bible. Well, listen, that's your choice. God has given us that freedom to choose, but here's the thing. We have the freedom of choice, but we do not have the freedom of consequence. We have the freedom to choose, but we do not have the freedom of the consequences of our choice. Amen. I may get on this Highway 90 and say, well, you know what? I'm going to Dufuniac, and I can go back up here and hang a right and drive as long as I want to and keep telling myself that I'm headed to Dufuniac Springs, Florida, and I'll never get there. Amen. And so it is with Scripture. Men say, well, I don't believe Scripture. Well, there's a lot of reasons to believe Scripture, but one of the things is the very fact of the Scripture of these 40-odd authors that wrote the book. And when I say odd, amen, some folks might have thought that these men were odd, but it could be 39, 40, but we're just going to say 40 authors of Scripture that composed the Word of God, amen, and they done it over a span of 1,500 years. They wrote the book in three different languages. They were on three different continents. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, there spanned a time frame of about 400 years of silence from God. But then, amen, the New Testament was composed. And everything that Paul said, amen, agrees with Moses. Everything that Isaiah said, amen, in the Old Testament agrees with what's said in the New Testament. The Old Testament, the New Testament, 1,500 years, 40 different authors. Listen, not only 40 different authors, it wasn't 40 different lawyers or doctors. Amen, it was lawyers and doctors and fishermen and, amen, farmers, all sorts of men that composed the Scripture. Amen. And that's why we say, when we say, well, amen, Paul wrote this, amen, he did. But amen, God was the inspirer of the Word of God. That leads us to this next point, the creator of Scripture. Because all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It was God who is the creator of Scripture. God's the creator. He is the one who breathed out the very words of the Bible. And many times the Bible speaks to us. It speaks and we won't turn, but yeah, we will. Amen. Psalms chapter 68. Just let me just read that verse real quick. Psalms chapter 68 and verse number 33 speaks about God's voice. And it says in Psalms 68 and 33, to him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Amen. God had a mighty voice, and he didn't have any problem communicating, amen, to the writers of Scripture, to the men that penned these words and Scriptures God gave them. He was the creator of the Word of God. And then we look at here the character of the Scriptures. Now, while the Scriptures are created, produced by God, there's a few things about the Scriptures. The Bible, it is absolutely holy. The Bible. Amen. It tells us that in Psalm chapter 12 and verse number 6. Speaks about the pureness of the Word, and of course, in other places. It's absolutely true. It tells us that in John chapter 17 and 17 about sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is what? Is truth. And so it is the character of the word is it's absolutely holy, it's absolutely true, and it's absolutely faithful. Amen. The Word of God. Amen. It's faithful and it will endure through and to all generations. The Word of God. In this world that we live in, we hear terms about people talking about Scripture, about, oh, that's old timey, that's outdated. Amen. The Bible is the most relevant book that you can read today. Amen. The Bible. The most relevant book. And there are these high characteristics which the Bible has. See, the Bible does not teach error. You can find error in the Bible in the sense that it tells about the false way and the ways of men. It'll tell things that men done, the false things that men have done, but it does not teach those ways. It teaches only truth. It teaches the way that men, women, boys, and girls are to live and it should go. The Word of God. It is a living Word. Unlike any other book, it is a living Word. It is a powerful Word. The Bible speaks of it being the Word of God, being powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing asunder. It's a powerful Word. It separates. And amen, and it's eternal Word. Amen, it's settled. God's Word is settled. You can change it. You can get you a new translation. There's a bunch of them. You know, some religions even just got their own, you know. I mean, they took and used the Bible, but they didn't like the way they changed the way that it read and said. And again, you can do that and you can make that choice, but you have to suffer the consequences. Well, see, God's Word's already settled in heaven. I'm going to tell you what. Some folk, you know, we look at Scripture and we see it. And look, I understand because there's some things. I mean, folks get mad at the preacher. I didn't write it. And never, God help me, never do I want to stand in the pulpit and preach the Word of God with the intention of making somebody mad. Never. Now, God help us. I'm not saying that every preacher is right in all their motivations. But, amen, the Word of God, there's some things in there that when I'm studying, I have to back up, you know, and pause a minute and go, swore hard and go on because, I mean, it's true. It's the truth. And some things in the Scripture, maybe we might say, boy, that's hard to swallow. There's some deep things in there. God starts us out on milk, but amen, He wants us to get up where we can eat on some good, some meat. But God wrote the book. And it is living, powerful, and it is eternal. But then we get to the influence of the Scriptures. And listen to what it says about the Scripture. It said that it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction. The Word of God, unlike many, many books and things that are written and handed out today, is profitable. The Bible is profitable. Boy, there's a lot of junk in this world that has absolutely no profit that men send out and they push. But the Word of God is profitable. And here Paul cites four areas in which the Scriptures influence mankind in a profitable way. First of all, he says that it's profitable for doctrine, for learning, for the creed, the influence, the creed of our life. Profitable for doctrine. The Scriptures should be where we get our creed for living. And when I say creed, that word creed is a system of belief that guides one's life. And see, we've all got it. We've all got a creed. We've all got something that guides our lives. Now, here's the thing that happens many times with Scripture is we go and we let Scripture guide our life until we get to this point, And then we make a detour around it because we don't like what it says about that. And so we skip that part and we get back in line where we can and do what we can when we can. But amen, that's not the intent of the Word of God. It's profitable for doctrine to influence our life, to guide our life, to guide it when? To guide it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Amen. And right, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. 365 days, except when there's a leap year. And it counts in for that too. It's our guide. It's our creed. It's what we follow. The Bible. And listen, I found in my own life, boy, there's a lot of things in the Bible that, boy, if we just listen. But you know, every one of us, if we're honest, has to say about the Bible that along this journey and Christian journey, we've been kind of hard-headed about some things. We've been kind of slow to hear some things. But God just keeps speaking to us. He just keeps talking to us, showing us some things, teaching us some things. And, you know, here's the thing. God, He was right the first time. I mean, listen, I've said some things to folks. I've had to go back and say, you know what? I might have misspoke right there. God's never misspoke. God's never misspoke. If we take, amen, we can use that. Because see, here's the question. Because it's our creed for life. And the question, boy, this morning is, can you support your eternity on your sources? Can you support your eternity on your sources? Amen. I pray, amen, this morning that our source is the Word of God. Amen. That we stand upon the Word of God. And so He said it's profitable for doctrine. But He also says that it's profitable for reproof, conviction. Well, there's something that men don't like. The condemnation in the influences, the reproof, the conviction. And one of the main reasons that men and women do not like the Word of God and do not like the Scriptures is because it condemns the things that they do. You see, the Bible tells us that men's deeds were evil. And so because of that, what did they like? Darkness rather than light. And the Word of God is light. It shines light upon the things of men's lives, and it tells us and it shows us, it gives us a mirror to see our very lives. And listen, you know, sometimes, especially when we first get up in the morning, amen, I've heard, you know, get up in the morning and I look in the mirror and I say, whoo, you know, of course. You know, my hair is short enough, it don't stick up like it used to when it's a little bit longer, you know. You know, I'd get up in the morning as a youngin', and I'd walk in there, you know, and Mom or Daddy would look at me and they'd say, I think a rat slept in your head last night. Anybody ever been told that? Amen. And so we look in the mirror of God's Word. Amen. It shows us things about ourselves. Amen. It don't show us to condemn us. It shows us, amen, so that it might change us. So that we might be transformed. But the thing, will we listen, amen, to what the Word of God says? It is convicting. And therefore, many don't like the Word of God because of its convicting power. They love darkness. But He also said it's good for correction. Correction to straighten up again, to show us the right way. Not only does Scripture tell us, amen, what is that, don't go here, it says go here. It not only shows us, tells us what is wrong, amen, but it shows us the right way to go. Amen. The right way to correct us. And there again, that's a word that, correction. We've all needed it at some point. When it was going on, when it was happening, we really didn't like it. Now, we may have come to appreciate it down the road. And that's what God's Word does. It corrects. But it also says, looks here, talking about the influence, the character in the influence. What is the character in the influence of the Word of God? He says, righteousness. Boy, there's all kinds of books written today to promote evil. But the Word of God was given to promote righteousness. Right living. Do that which is right. Do that which is right. Well, of course, we know what kind of hornet's nest that's going to stir up in the world we live in. Well, what's right? What do you consider to be right? Because what you think's right, amen, and what I think's right is two different things. Well, see, because it's not a matter of what I think is right and what you think is right. What does God think is right? What does God say is right? And He's given us the Word of God, the Scripture, amen, that God has given unto us in a miraculous way. God has communicated, amen, His Word to us, and He done it by leading those authors of Scripture to write down the communication that He has inspired. They wrote it down. Listen to what He said in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Paul didn't just say, well, you know what, I'm going to write that down. And I tell you what, and he didn't write a little bit, you know, and when he got to part, he didn't say, you know what, God, that's kind of tough. I'm going to change this right here and make it a little easier. Nope, that ain't how it worked. He didn't change it. Amen. They wrote what God said to write down. And the Word of God is of no private interpretation. And God help us. Listen, there's a lot of things you can say about that in this world that we live. Sometimes men will take one verse of Scripture and they'll base their whole theology on one verse. Amen. A lot of times what comes out of this is cults. Because they'll take one verse, they'll use other Scripture as it relates and they think lends credence to their one verse, but listen, it's all given to us as a whole. Amen. From Genesis to Revelation, God has given us the Word of God for us to search the Scripture. Amen. Because it is the Word of God that gives eternal life. And God has miraculously communicated that through holy men of God. And He spoke to us. He's speaking to... Here we are in 2026, and we have the Bible. How important is it? Well, it's the most important book in the world. Because it is God's Word. This is what God said. You know, we'll get around doing something, and somebody said, why are you doing... What you doing? This is what Daddy said. And it usually works. If I do it right, if I can figure it out, I mean, that's how Daddy done it. Now then, when all those carols get together, we got a little bit of a problem. Amen. Yeah, because you got Daddy over here saying, Bun, if you do it like that, and you got Jeff over here saying, do it this way. Let's do it this way. And if Scotty's around, you know, he's an electrical engineer. He'll throw in his 2 cents. I just stand there and watch. I know ain't no need me saying nothing, no way. Because you know how we're going to do it? Well, it depends on who does it. If Daddy does it, he's going to do it his way. If Jeff does it, he's going to do it his way. If Scotty does it, he's going to do it his way. And they usually don't want me doing it. So I just watch. But you see, the thing about it is in life, there's certain things that we can do. I mean, you can hook up electrical box. There is more than one way to go about certain things. Amen. There's more than one way to, you know, to put up a fence. There's more than one. But I'm going to tell you what, there's only one way to get to heaven. Amen. There's only one way to get to heaven. And what's this men basing their source on? You see, the Bible tells us this morning. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God give us His Word. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And the question for us this morning that we must answer, we must give an account for is, will our source support us in eternity? Will our what we believe, our creed, will it support us in eternity? If we base it on the Word of God, amen, it will. But listen, I want to share with you this morning as we close. We know in Scripture the rich man, the Bible tells us about him that he died, and it says in hell he lifted up his eyes. You see, the rich man was not supported by the creed that he lived by when he got to eternity. It didn't work. It failed him. What was his creed? Well, I don't know exactly, but a good chance his creed might have been something like this, that there is a way that seems right unto a man. I mean, I just do what I think's right. That's how maybe he lived his life. The Bible said that the end of those ways is death, and it let him down. There was a malefactor on the cross. There was one that changed his mind and repented and said, God, remember me. But you know, there was another one. I don't know that he even believed there was a God. There ain't nothing. There's nothing. And when he died, amen, he went to hell. His creed, his way of thinking didn't support him in eternity. Then he got somebody like Jezebel. She believed in power. And she was religious. I mean, she had her religion. She believed in Baal. She was a worshiper of Baal. But she died. And amen, while on this earth, she may have been a powerful woman and could get whatever she wanted, and no matter how she had to go about it, when she died, her creed didn't support her in eternity and death, and she's in hell this morning. And then there's Pilate. Now, there's a lot of Pilates in the world, I think. Because here was Pilate's creed. He was, you know, he was in a bit of a dilemma at times about what to do with Jesus, and there was some things that he was shaky on. And but here was his creed. Because Pilate looked at Jesus in the face and he asked him this question. He said, what is truth? Well, there's a lot of people that lives in this world today. That's their creed. What is truth? You got yours. I'll keep mine. Pilate died. He stood face to face with truth itself. And he said, what is truth? This morning, we stand face to face. Listen, I know everybody here. I mean, I hope you brought a Bible, but I know we all got one at home. We got the truth. We got what God said. We got the truth of the Word of God. There's no reason for me to ask, what is truth? Because God has already given it to us. He's given us truth. I pray this morning, as our sister comes just to play this morning, just while we wait in a time of invitation, I pray that we know this morning that our creed will support us, our source. My source is the Bible, the Scripture, the Word of God. That it'll support us in eternity. As we stand this morning, as our sister plays, just ask you, every head bowed, every eye closed this morning. As she plays, if there be a need this morning while we wait just a minute, I pray that you come this morning while we wait.